Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you, excuse me, I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
That was a good segment, John. I love having good open conversation.
I know you do. And you
subjects
go
like right that, you know.
And I agree with that. And you're a natural at it. That whole Jackie Robinson story of yours is tremendous.
Yeah, well, it was a big deal as a kid that you can imagine. And it becomes a bigger deal as I get older and I look back and realize, you know, there aren't a lot of people around that can say they met Jackie Robinson or sat next to Jackie. And, you know, he was a major influence on sports and in general, black
in general,
history.
He changed the lives of many people.
He did.
Now, we're in the beginning of the Christina Lu show. Every year, every week, we're going to be a little different. We're going to try to bring a person on, a highlight, if it's possible, etc. But I want another highlight for today, which is going to be a little short one, but that's Christina herself. Now, I know this is radio, and we have radio and TV, so I'm holding something up here right now, which is, people will see it when it's on TV. But what that is, it's an amethyst heart, which is purple, and the stone purple is the healing stone, and not a lot of people knew it, but Christina did, and I was in the hospital last week for whatever, I had setbacks, and nevertheless, I was in the hospital. And yesterday I'm home and my wife brings this into me. And I said, what is this? She said, it was in the mail. So she opened it up and handed it to me. And but just in my head, I'm saying, this is Christina. then a few minutes later, she comes back in with the note. And I didn't bring the note. I have the note home that it was Christina wishing me well. And the amethyst, if I'm saying it correctly, is a purple stone, which is a stone for healing. And I'm just acknowledging it from the fact, and she's not looking for any acknowledgement, but this young woman is such a cut above the rest. And I'm not talking about being the producer and being on time and getting everything worked out for Otto and Dan and myself, which she does beautifully every week. I'm talking about Christina, the person. She has a heart of gold. I love her dearly. And now the world knows I love Christina. I mean, she's the best. And I want to thank you, honey.
No, I haven't had a lot of sleep. So I feel like the tears are starting. It's too early. We just got it.
I don't want to cry. I'm not interested in
crying.
I'm not interested in any crying. I just, you know, sometimes there's people in your life that are just so wonderful. And nobody else knew about it. There's only a few people because you happened to check in and I told you what was going on. And, that was the end of it. And so these little surprises are tremendous. And I just, you know, wanted to acknowledge you.
Well, thank you. And you deserve it. And you're clearly someone in my life. So, you know, that's my thing, right? Is that unfortunately I can't be with all the people that I love and care about right now. So, you know, my way of staying connected and let them know that I'm thinking about them is sending a little, whether it's a little card or a little, you know, thing like that. And like I said, John had been, you know, going through a rough time. So, you know, listen, I know how I feel. If I get something exciting in the mail that's not a bill, I mean, I'm real excited, you know, a little card or even a catalog. Listen, I mean, it's really something that is just nice. So all we can do is just spread a little bit of joy during these tough times and everyone's struggling. So I'm glad that it got to you before the show. Thank you
very much. Dan tried to say something, but I can't read what Dan said.
He said, yeah.
I know, I'm trying to.
Look, Dan's trying to butter me up too. He said he needs
I'm
a well
come on.
Christina's. God, you guys, I wasn't ready for all this today, you know?
Well, you know, Christina is a super example of what I believe a social worker's heart and mentality is all about. And I have a granddaughter who just became a social worker, as you know, and she has the same kind of empathy and way about her. And I've made a comment on Facebook that social workers greatly contribute to improving the world and making it a much better place. And I believe that. I really do. I learned that as we marched along in life, You know, years ago, it was a different image to me. And it's so wrong. It's not even funny. You know, social workers are major contributors to good things in this world and should be recognized. And you are a superstar.
Oh, God, guys, I told you, we just started. But thank you. And Otto, you're very close because next March is Social Work Month. So that's next week. So you're just really, you're just ahead of
the
game, Otto. You're just really ahead of the game. But thank you, guys. And like I said, we got to spread positivity and joy the best that we can during us, especially, you know, during these kind of times. So thank you. And shout out to you guys. You know, probably got to pull it together for the first half of the show. It was really wonderful. I mean, as everyone knows, if you follow the show, my plight of organizing has really been my thing during this whole pandemic. And I have to laugh because I just keep buying random, you know, organizing things. I just bought like a little tea holder, you know, from my tea bag. So I'm excited to put that together. I'll send you all a photo of that. Hopefully I'll be able to do that later. But, you know, I love when Barbara Feldman is on giving her tips. And I want to encourage everyone, if you missed any of the tips, you could always call 311 or 869-6311. You'll come over to me and I'll be able to send you those tips because I think they're helpful. You know, they're filled of our golden nuggets. We all could walk away with a whole list of things. And I think it was important to note too, that it's kind of a different journey for everyone, right? So something, it's a different journey because me and my husband will view two things very differently. What is garbage and what should be kept? So you really, you know, and I think that was a great message that you guys got across is that.
Christina, you mentioned the word listeners. Do you get calls every now and then at all about this show?
Well, thank you. You know, and that's something that, of course, as you guys know, I love the show. This is my pride and joy and my baby, one of my favorite parts of all the things I do at North Hempstead. And I think it's filled with such great information and I'm not being biased. I really do think it helps people, you know? So when I get validation for that, which I have been getting a lot of now that we're on TV, which is really exciting. So, and I have to give a shout out to John because this is tied into his family. So we had on a couple of weeks back, one of John's son-in-laws, Matt Castillo, who is a sensei over at Tiger Schulman's in Huntington. And his segment, I encourage everyone, if you missed it, to go back to the WCWP website or YouTube or wherever you want to watch us. There's a whole list of different ways. And to watch that video because it was so wonderful. And I walked away feeling, you know, it was so inspirational. And he just shared stories of how he's helped different people. And I actually received a phone call from someone who was desperately trying to track him down, but was having difficulty because was Googling Costello. So I was like, wait, because they came, you know, I feel like I'm part detective over at the town North Hempstead too, because Paula received the call and she's like, someone's calling 311 trying to get in touch with a Matt Costello. And I was like, wait a second. They saw my team. So I'm like, oh, my wheels are turning. I'm like, hold on. I think it's Matt Castillo. So then I called the senior and I had a wonderful conversation with her. And, you know, she wanted to reach out. There were some personal things going on with her daughter and she was just very inspired by Matt. So it was just great to hear. And it was just great to, you know, I texted you guys. I spread the word. I texted Matt and let him know. And he's like, hey, you made my day by letting me know. You know, I'm all about, you got to give it out to people. You know, he clearly was inspirational and it's nice for him to know that he's making a difference. Because I think it makes you feel good when you get that validation, you know, that you're really helping people out there. So it was just great. It was one of those feelings. And I was just like walking around like, yes, this was great. You know, I just felt so, it was just, you know, warmed my heart and all this craziness that goes on. It was just a great call to get. So.
So we're past 47 people.
Oh, we are just rolling, guys. Who knows?
We're into the 50s, Otto. We're into the
50s. But you know, and this is what was great. You know, this woman I talked to, obviously she was a senior, but her daughter wasn't. And she was watching North Hempstead TV with her. So I think that, you know, that's what's so cool about this show. And I say this all the time, how it's kind of evolved. Yes, you know, we deal with a lot of senior kind of issues, but it's really so much bigger than that. And everything that we talk about is beneficial to someone in the community or a caregiver, you know, whatever it might be. So it was great. I was feeling good about myself, guys, when I got that call.
Good. Also, the TV, Otto, is in my mind tremendous because, you know, I run in a pretty big circle of people and it's amazing. I'll get a text from somebody that I haven't talked to in 2 months. I saw you on TV last night. You know, people watch it. It's an amazing thing that I would turn around and say, who's watching public access TV? But they are. Because, and especially after last week, when now I know how to go to my NHTV.com, you can just go to the time you want it. So it's tremendous what's gone on. So the pandemic has stunk for many, many people, but you know, Christina didn't give in. We went on the radio via Zoom and she worked it out with Dan, which is a hassle for Dan, but has been more than willing to do it. And we're all appreciative of that. And then we wound up on TV. And it's great.
I think about it all the time. I mean, I'm the queen. I'm constantly listening to radio shows or podcasts. You know, I listen to that all the time, all day long, you know, while I'm working, while I'm driving, you know, I need like that stimulation while I'm cleaning the house. But I love when a radio show that I like or a podcast, you know, has a visual component. You know, so I think that it adds kind of a personal touch, you know, to the interview. So by having it now on TV, I think is great, you know, so it's exciting.
I'm great.
It really is. It's a nice thing to do. So thank you guys for that. And of course, I want to give a special thank you to Councilwoman Viviana Russell for, you know, being on before, because she is just amazing. And there's so many great people in North Hempstead, so it's always a pleasure to showcase, and we'll definitely have to have her back.
We have to have her back, but right now we're taking a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Just hold on, we'll be right back.